It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and we just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm on my way to go get some illegal substances.
Oh, really? You're in route, okay?
In route, currently being dispatched to the mothership.
Okay, so tell me, where are you going to pick it up?
It's, you know, where you can find all your local dispatch realtors.
Drug dealers.
Sure, you could call them that. I call them community liaisons.
That sounds fancy, man.
It does. It's all about title, right?
And how does the transaction work since it's illegal?
Same way it would anywhere else. You give them money, they give you drugs.
And then you just walk away?
Yeah.
Any advice for anybody out there picking up illegal substances?
Drink lots of water.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated out there, man.
Very, very important to stay hydrated.
Protein,
I would love to hear that guy in court. Like, officer, no, I'm not a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I'm a community liaison. I'm out in the community meeting all kinds of people, putting them in a better mood.
He may be the only drug dealer down there that I think would be good at representing himself in court.
Yeah.
You know?
He definitely puts a nice spin on things.
Uh-huh.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Just checking out some of the judges. I came to do some observation. I'm actually leaving to play a judge in a movie called
Wow, so we have an actor in our midst. Okay, and so you're observing the judges, so you're just going into random courtrooms, and what are you observing about the judges?
They're pretty stoic, pretty dry.
Okay, well, let's do some role play then. I'll be a criminal and you be a judge, okay?
Sustained.
Okay. I think that you should give me a break, Judge.
How about I break your neck?
Whoa!
Wow. Is that how you're going to be in that movie?
Sometimes you just need to, crack a few heads.
All right.
Oh, dude. I'm suddenly concerned for Sulian's safety.
What judges has he been observing?
I don't know, man.
I'm down here to kind of get a sense of how the legal system works. Let's try it out. I'll break your neck. No, I don't think that's right.
I'll kill you. That's basically what he just said. I will kill you.
Sadly, I think that is what's in the back of a lot of judges' heads, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sentence you to some jail time, but really, I just want to reach over and just choke you out so bad.
Yeah.
All right, we go down to the courthouse. Every week, just ask a very, very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Getting my child support adjusted.
Uh-oh, you don't seem too happy about that.
No.
Why do you need to adjust it?
I got hit up hard by my ex-wife, and I was paying on education of a PhD, and I never finished my PhD.
So you're not making PhD money?
No, not at all. Not at all, but I'm getting charged for it.
So why are they charging you that much then?
That my ex-wife just got away with just about everything.
Do you have a lawyer?
No.
Good choice. Yeah. Good choice.
My ex-wife got away with everything.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? She hired some stupid lawyer.
It's so weird that he didn't get his PhD. I'm really shocked by that. He seems very smart.
Very strange. Here's another person down at the courthouse that we just ask a very simple question to.
What you doing at the courthouse?
It's a follow-up for a old DUI case that I have to check in once a month. And I also scope out other convicts and see what other kind of tattoo ideas I can get. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo for the first time, so it's kind of cool to check it out. And maybe I can get some tattoos and be kind of like one of the crowd.
Yeah, because you got something on your record.
Yeah, I'm pretty tough now that I got something on my record, so.
Okay, so any ideas so far? Like, what are you thinking?
You know, I'm thinking about I love my mom with a heart, maybe, or.
Yeah, you're a big dude. You could totally pull that off.
Yeah, maybe somebody will say something about it. I don't know, but I do love my mom.
Okay, so I hope the next time I see you next month, you'll have that.
Okay, I won't tell you where it's at. Well, maybe, I don't know. I'll let you know.
You should put I love your mom on any place that shouldn't be shown to people.
Exactly.
I feel like that's the only place.
No,
he really loves his mom.
Yeah. She's always been close to it.
Yeah.